How can you enter into God's rest? If you want to enjoy the rest of God, yeah? You want to enjoy the peace of God that passes all understanding. You want to enjoy the promised land of God, yeah? Entering into God's rest is the same as entering into the promised land. It is the same as entering into peace and joy and hope. The question is, how can you enter into God's rest? What do you need to do to enter? So starting from the children, yes, I have like 5 answers. How can you enter into God's rest? How can you enjoy the rest of God? How can you enter the promised land? How can you enter into the victory that God has already planned for you?
By obeying the commandments.
By obeying God. Yes, obedience is one of the answers. Yes, that's not all. Yes. No, children first. Yes. Why? Okay, yeah, but I have to go. Oh, sorry. Sorry, I'm back to you. Okay, how can you enter into God's rest? It's okay. Is it because I did not call you one time? Sorry, I apologize. I should have called you before Maddie. Okay, go on then. Go on, don't lose your prize. Go on, tell me. Uh-huh. How can you enter into God's rest?
Listening to God.
Yes. Listening to God. Listening to God is part of my answers. Listening to God. Now, if you don't listen, how can you obey? Some people want to obey God, but they don't listen. Yes, I have like 5 answers. The younger person, yes. So you talk about listening, obeying. How can you enter into God's rest? Don't repeat what they said. There are some other answers there, yes.
By trusting Him.
Trusting God. You have to trust God. And what is the proof that you are trusting God? Anybody for a bonus answer? The proof that you are trusting God.
Having faith in Him.
Is it? No. Okay. Yes, I have 3 answers. 2 more. How can you enter into God's rest? Younger? No, I will only take one for time. Yes. Andrew? Yes. Lucas. Oh, yes. How can you enter into God's rest?
Listen what God says.
Listen to what God says. Yes, we said that. Yes.
Praying?
Yes. That will come later. It's not in my list, but it's a good answer. Yes. 2 more because of time.
Through faith.
Faith is trusting. So we said trusting. But faith is correct. It's a good answer. It's correct. Absolutely correct. It's just that it's the same as trusting God. How can you enter into God's rest?
Living humble faith.
Living?
Humble faith.
Okay. Humility. Okay. Sister PJ, I saw your hand. Adults, 1 or 2.
Deep communion with God.
Sorry?
Deep communion.
Communion with God. You are having conversation, praying. Did anybody say praying before? Andrew. Okay, so that will override. Okay, finally.
Be anxious for nothing.
Yes. Thank you. Now, let me tell you my answers. Then you will know whether you qualify. Okay? How can you enter into God's rest? Trust and depend on Him. Who said trust? Okay? That will give you 50p. Ask what you desire. Who said praying? Andrew, 50p. Believe that you receive. Anybody say believe that you receive? You read that today. That, you know, someone who said faith? Who said faith in God? You said faith in God, 50p. Yeah, let me quickly explain that. Believe that you receive. The fact that you've prayed is not the same thing as believing that you receive. There are many people praying who don't believe that God heard them. So the next time they will remind him because he's forgot. Hallelujah. When you pray, believe that God heard you. Your prayer has not started going anywhere until you believe that God heard you. Amen? I remember Stephen saying, Stephen, come to this side, please. Stephen, oh. Come over to this side. I remember Stephen at the Home Fellowship asking, you know, that, you know, he prays and he's wondering whether God is even there. Yeah? And that's it. Thank you for it, because that's very down to earth. Maybe you're in this church, you pray, but you think maybe you're just speaking to the wind. Yeah? God is a spirit. What did I say? Secondly, God is everywhere. What did I say? He is. He is everywhere. Think about it, you know. When you pick up your phone and you call your friend, did you see him? No. You just hear the voice, isn't it? But you can't see him. Well, sometimes, yeah, if you do FaceTime or WhatsApp. It's still a phone call. Yeah, no, it's okay. It's not by force. It's okay. So you have to go to this side now. Because your beloved friend is over here. Go to this side. Yeah, go on then. You go, go, go. Go this way. So, God is a spirit. He's everywhere. So don't, and the phone line of God is always on. God is always on. God is always on. He never slumbers nor sleeps. So when you start praying, believe that God heard you. If you don't believe that God heard you, your prayer has not started. Hallelujah. You have to believe that God heard you. That's the starting point of your prayer. And when you believe that God heard you, you also have to believe that you receive what you have asked. That's how faith works. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's continue my list. This one was not mentioned today. Persevere, give thanks continually. If God has heard me, I'll just give him thanks. That's it all the time. You know, 3 days ago, 4 days ago, I had a pimple or something disturbing at the back of my neck. I spoke to you. I said, this is my body. You are not welcome here. Stephen, are you hearing me? Yeah? You can live in the miraculous every day. But it will not ever work if you don't believe. So I spoke to you, leave my body. Now, the part, that's the easy part. Yeah? The hard part is for you to believe that it is done. Yeah? So you know, say, Pastor, what should I do? You woke up the next day, you still feel he's there. Give thanks. Say, Father, thank you. Because that is gone. Hallelujah. I glorify you with my body. Amen. You can give thanks for what you have not yet received physically because you believe that you have received it spiritually. Hallelujah. This is not saying, oh, let's pray. Let's pray for my mommy. Pray for my mommy. When are you going to start believing that God has answered that prayer? Hallelujah. I'm not a prayer merchant that will just keep repeating the same prayer over and over again. Because my God is not deaf, neither is he sleeping. Hallelujah. The reason why some prayers are not answered is that you are not believing. You are not believing that God has heard. And you are not believing that you receive. You have to believe that you receive it. Say, I choose to believe that I receive. Then I will give thanks continually for that thing until I have it. You can start living in the reality of what you're expecting to have. Hallelujah. The greatest reality is spiritual. Spiritual things are more real than physical things. The fact you cannot see it. Yeah? The forces that are moving this world, that are determining the way the world is going, you can't see them. The forces that are commanding the nations, you can't see them. But they are in control of those nations. Including presidents and prime ministers. Including some countries, a particular thing is dominating them. They are forces. You can't see them. But they are more real. Hallelujah. So when you communicate with God, believe he heard you. God is a spirit. Hallelujah. You have to believe it. Believe that you receive what you have asked for. Give thanks continually. When you do that, you are entering rest. And then you will have it. So that's the other list. Then let me see. Yes, this part is my list. Persevere. I shouldn't say it. The fact that God has helped you does not mean it may happen the next day. Persevere in hope. Hallelujah. Persevere in hope. Don't give up. And don't give in. Don't give up. And do what? And don't give in. Except you don't want that thing anymore. You are permitted to change your mind. If you find out that what you're asking for is not in accordance with God's will. Amen? But if it's in accordance with God's way, if it promotes righteousness, hallelujah, if it brings glory to God, don't give up and don't give in. Persevere in hope. Because God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think. On my list again, refuse to worry. That's what Brother Amin said. Refuse to worry, refuse to doubt, refuse to fear. I want you to know that it's your choice. You worry by choice. The temptation to worry is external. But choosing to yield to it is your choice. The temptation is external. Are you with me? Everybody faces temptation to worry. But you can choose not to worry. Hallelujah. If there's something you should do, do it. You know? I mean, if you have an assignment and the deadline is 27th of December, that's Sister Esther's birthday, by the way. Do the assignment and submit it by the deadline. Amen? Now, let's assume that you didn't do the assignment and it's now 28. There's no point worrying. Pray and trust God for some form of deliverance. Hallelujah. If there's something you need to do, do it. If you need to lock your door at night, lock it up. Lock it. There's no point worrying. Lock it. Hallelujah. But after you lock this, stop worrying about the door. Hallelujah. You've done the one you can do. Now there's something you can do. Trust God. Amen. Refuse to worry. Just refuse to worry. You refuse to worry. You have peace. Hallelujah. You will have peace. Hallelujah. Let me give you the testimony of my ring. Is it my ring? 2 months. 2 months. I just woke up one morning. It was in October. Around the time before Pastor Ade came, the week before. I couldn't find my ring. It has never happened to me. Like, I can't find it for days. You know, but I prayed. I didn't worry. I didn't start, you know, tumbling the hole. I just prayed. And when I prayed, the Holy Spirit told me, you will find it, but not now. But don't worry. After 1 month, my wife said, where's your ring? Yeah. And then, you know, Pastor had gone by then, and I searched under the bed. I searched the few places I could know. I didn't find it. But I said, I refuse to what? To worry. Say, oh, maybe you have to buy that. I said, I'm not buying another ring. And I'm not worried. She didn't look pleased. Hallelujah. Was it last week? I was just doing a discipleship meeting, mentoring meeting with someone, just talking on to my iPad. And I was going to show them Ryan Bonke's book. I just put it from the window. So look, this is the autobiography of Ryan Bonke. And then the ring dropped. That ring was hiding in the middle of a pile of books. How could I ever find it? It came to me. Hallelujah. Refuse to worry. If there's something you can do, do. You can't do, don't worry. Trust. Because God is faithful. Hallelujah. He cannot deny himself. Sometimes things are not going your way. And it's like, pray. But the moment you pray, lock into it and believe that God heard you. I'm telling you, what I'm sharing with you, you need to understand, this is a very great secret of prayer. Half of people's prayer are not answered because they don't believe that God heard them. Open your Bible to Hebrews 11:6. Let me show you something about faith. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. Yes, anybody have it? Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. Yes, quickly. Anybody? Yes. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. I'll come to you. Let's have you first.
But without faith.
Without faith.
It is impossible to please him.
Now, I want to explain to you now. Baba just told us that without faith you can't please God. Now, I want to teach you your first lesson in faith. Continue.
For he that cometh to God.
Anyone who is coming to God. This is the fundamentals of faith. Yes?
Must believe that he is.
That's where you can stop there. Amen. Let's have Sister PJ. Hebrews 11:6.
But without faith.
Yes.
It is impossible to walk with God.
But without faith, you can't walk with God. You can't walk with God. Why?
And please him. For whoever comes near to God.
Anyone coming to God.
Must necessarily believe.
Necessarily believe.
That God exists.
That God exists. Thank you. Let's stop there. Let me explain the principle. Look, if you don't believe that God, I know that if I say, Mommy, do you believe that God exists? Of course. I say, of course. That's why I'm in church. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. Sometimes you feel that the person you can see, Stamanda, is more real than God. See, when you think like that, your faith will not work. Amen. When you pray, believe that God helps you. Because he exists, he's real. He is. You say, oh, Moses, you know, if they come, ask me, you say, what will I say? What will I say is your name? He say, what? I am. Hallelujah. I am that I am. I want to change the way you understand that word. I am that I am. I will be what I need to be for you at any time. I am. I'm in the present. I'm here now. I am. In your situation, I am. I'm able. I'm there. I can do exceedingly, abundantly than you have. I can be anything you need me to be for you. I am. That's the name of God. Hallelujah. You must believe that God is. I am. So when you pray, be another one with you. Not your faith has started working. When you pray, you don't believe that God heard you. You are gambling. And it's not good to gamble. You understand? It's not good to what? Because necessarily when you gamble, you may win sometimes, but you're guaranteed to also what? Lose. That's the law of gambling. You know? The law of gambling is that you must lose many times and win sometimes. Otherwise, nobody will gamble. Say, I refuse to gamble. I choose to believe. When you pray, believe that God heard you. And if God is faithful, and what you have prayed for is in line with his righteousness. Let me say it that way. Then, I must now move to let I believe that I have received. Because look, if I'm asking God what he already said is within his plan to bless me with, there's no barrier. I don't need to beg him. Hello? I don't need to beg him. Hallelujah. If what I'm asking God, I know that I will use it for his glory. You see, this is where the problem is. You may be asking God for something that you just want to use for your selfishness. God is not committed to your selfishness. Hello? You saw Sister PJ. Where is she now? She's running. And she's wearing a beautiful gold earring. You yourself, you have a nice earring, but it's silver. So now you praise the God. I want, maybe a good earring is 5 carat. I don't know what it means. What? So now, God, Sister Peach is wearing 5 carat. God, I want 10 carat. Why? Because you just want to look better. That's your selfishness. God is not committed to your selfishness. Amen? But God is committed to anything in your life that will bring glory to his name. Amen? And when I ask something like that, I can start believing that I receive it. For example, if your life turns upside down, does that glorify God? It doesn't. So when I'm praying to God about something that I want to turn my life upside down, I don't need to start doubting whether God will do whether God. He has helped me with, I believe that I receive it. It's mine. And if God has given me something, yeah, it cannot be taken away from me. Because I won't let it go. Spiritually, I mean. Hallelujah. Say, I refuse to give up I take hold of my blessing. And the final point there of ending to God's rest is you need to learn to repent quickly and forgive quickly. Hallelujah. See, when you repent quickly, you have peace. There's no guilt. I'm not afraid to go into God's presence. Because I missed it. I repented. See, I don't need to hide. You know when Adam and Eve sinned, they went to hide. God said, where are you? He said, I was ashamed. Because I was naked. And I hid. God doesn't want that. You missed it. Repent. Don't wait till tomorrow. Repent now. Then you have peace. Then also forgive quickly. Forgive quickly. You know, don't be like Sister Shelley's friend. Sister Shelley. It took that 9 years to repent. And the forgiveness was on offer from day one. Hallelujah. Some other person takes 9 years to forgive. No, that one will steal away your peace. Hallelujah. Repent quickly, forgive quickly. Don't hold anything. You know, I always tell somebody, sometimes when the devil shows up, you know, the devil doesn't show up like, you know, what do you call it? With two horns. The devil is smart. Huh? Devil may show up like that unpleasant situation or that challenge to your health or that challenge to your finances or that challenge to your, you know, that legal challenge. Amen. I like to tell the devil like this. I say, Satan, I'm walking in love. You don't have anything on me. Jesus said, the prince of this world has come and he has nothing in me. Yeah. When you repent quickly and forgive quickly, he has nothing. He has nothing to lay hold. So whatever package he has cannot be delivered. Amen. You can't be delivered. You know, you have nothing. There's nothing you have to stick on me. Yeah, I'm at peace with God. Hallelujah. I'm at peace with God. Hallelujah. Okay, let me share my prizes. So, time has gone, so I have 5 more minutes to finish this message. So, it looks like all those who gave me first answers will get a prize. Ryan, £1, lucky, you've been upgraded. Read it. £1, £1. Oh, sorry. Who said? Mary said it first. Andrew, where's Andrew? Okay, no problem. Any other? Who said? Pray. Yeah, got that. And okay, I think we've done it. Let's continue. Yes. So, quick one. Why should we give thanks? Last question for time. Why should we give thanks even when we have not received what we were asking for? You know, the Bible says, Philippians 4, he said, do not worry about anything. Or be careful for nothing. He said, but in everything, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Let your request. He didn't say you will thank God when your request has been granted. He said prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known to God. Then the peace of God. See, rest. You enter rest. So what the Bible is saying is that after I prayed, and I always like to say that if your prayer is not enough, make supplication. Yeah? If you want to groan, grunt. You want to groan, groan. You want to cry, cry. You want to fast, fast. But at some point, you need to know that you have prayed. Hallelujah. Then you need to now move to the next level and believe that you have received it. And when you believe that you receive something, you will thank God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes your miracle has started, then things turn around. Bible did never say that when your miracle has started, things cannot turn around. Let me give you an example. You know, the children of Israel, they were crossing over from Egypt to the promised land. Where were they going to? Where were they going to? The promised land. Where were they going to? And then there was a Red Sea. Big challenge. Never has it been heard that somebody swam through the Red Sea. Huh? And then they called on God. God did a miracle. The Red Sea parted. And the Bible said that they went through like dry land. Yeah? Is that not breakthrough? Hello? Is that not breakthrough? The fact that your breakthrough has started or came does not mean the enemy cannot show up his head. While they were cursing, what happened? Pharaoh and his army pursued them through the Red Sea. Hallelujah. So don't be discouraged. You know, your breakthrough, maybe you waited a long time for your breakthrough and then it came. Or it started. Then suddenly, the enemy shows up and said, don't be discouraged. Don't think you lost it. Hallelujah. Remember that you didn't start it. Hello? The reason why you cannot lose your breakthrough is because you did not start it. Did they part the Red Sea? Who parted the Red Sea? Did he go to sleep? You think that God parted the Red Sea for Pharaoh to chase you through the Red Sea? Hallelujah. God did not part your Red Sea so that Pharaoh can come and kill you in the Red Sea. Hallelujah. No. The God who began the good work is able to complete it. Except if you stop believing. Hallelujah. Refuse to doubt. Refuse to doubt. Refuse to fear. Lord, confess it back to God. Say, God, you started this journey. You are able to complete it. And just giving him thanks. Give him thanks in the midst of the trouble and the adversity. Give him thanks in the midst of the uncertainty. That is the guarantee that you can never lose your breakthrough. Hallelujah. I say, if I pray to God for something, and God started it, it can never be taken from me. I don't know about you. But that's how I look at life. I prayed. I believed. I've waited. Then God did it. It's mine! Hello? It's mine. No devil is going to take it from me. Hallelujah. You know what God did? The same Red Sea that God used, that the children of Israel walked through, is the same Red Sea he used to destroy. He didn't just defeat, he destroyed Pharaoh and his army. Hallelujah. So that situation has arisen, God will use it to give you the final victory. A victory that cannot be debated. A victory that cannot be sidestepped, sidetracked. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's take this last question. Last question is, why should you give thanks even when you have not yet received what you asked for? Yes? Give me some reasons and you get some points. We finish there. The Bible says, with prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Hello? You were praying. Maybe you have some rashes on your hand. Go to your side. You have some rashes on your hand, yeah? And you prayed. You used your faith. Then you woke up one morning. The rashes were disappearing. Praise the Lord. God is good. Hallelujah. You give thanks. You even came to give testimony. I said, the rashes have disappeared. Then 2 weeks later, start showing up again. What are you going to do? You start praying again. Amen? As if God did not do it. That's the way. The other way is they say that, Father, I thank you. Because the rashes, he already showed you the sign that they are gone. Learn it! Hallelujah. If he could disappear the first time, he can disappear the second time. In fact, he can disappear forever. Hallelujah. That's why you should give thanks. Yes, let me take my answers. We finish there. I have, let me see. Yeah, just 1-2 answers. I'm looking for the master answer. That will give you £2. Shall I make you 3? If you can give me the master answer why you should give thanks, even when you have not received what you asked for, but you believe that you have received it, why should you give thanks? The master answer is in the Bible verses we read today. Let's start for the younger one first. Why should you give thanks to God even when you have not received what you were praying for? Yes.
Because God has helped you with everything.
Yes, because that answer is a good one. Have a pound. Actually, I owe you a pound for your first answer. That answer is not saying it perfectly, but it's building because God has helped you before. Is that what you said? The question is, why should you give thanks to God even when you have not received what you prayed for in the physical? Yes? Any other child?
Ryan, will you behave yourself? To show God that you have faith and believe in Him and
yes, as an expression of your faith, yes. But it's not the perfect answer. Yeah? No. Okay, yes.
Because if He says that He's going to do something, then He will do it.
Yes, that is the right direction. I'm just looking for the perfect way to say it. Two people have said it in the right direction. Two people said it because He has helped you before. Because if He says something, you will do it. Perfect answer. For £2 or three.
Yeah, I would say by faith, because faith is the evidence of faith.
Yes, that agree with Audrey.
And secondly, because Jesus gives thanks. Jesus
yes.
is the perfect example.
Yes,
he said, I thank my Father always.
Not just that. Let me give an example. When Jesus was going to raise Lazarus, please go back to your Bible, read it. So that we miss things. When Jesus was going to raise Lazarus, He said, Father, I thank you because you have heard me. Hallelujah. Two keys there. One, he believed that he had him. Two, three, he gave thanks even before doing anything. He didn't thank God when Lazarus came out. Oh, praise the Lord. He thanked him. That's faith. Amen? Yes? Any perfect representation? Two more answers, then we'll stop there.
To show that you have faith, and even if he didn't do what you asked for, he might have been doing it in a different way, or maybe what you requested was not right at that time.
Okay, to show that you have faith, I'll take that. I know you counted Elmi. Yes?
If you believe what you
say.
If you don't doubt in what you say, it will be done for you.
Yes, if you believe that you receive it, then there's no way you will not give thanks. Yeah, finally?
Because God expects us to give thanks in all things. Give thanks.
Okay, thanks. Let's stop there. Oh, sorry.
When you give thanks, the peace of God will guard your heart. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart.
Yes. So when you that's not the perfect answer, but let me just expand on that. Look, you can enter rest even while waiting. But you can't if you don't learn to give thanks for what you are expecting. You will just go through turmoil. Yeah? And you will also delay the answer. Amen? But when you give thanks, you will enter peace. Your faith will work more. Amen? Remember that. Remember that. If you want to live by faith, you must learn to start giving thanks for what you believe that you received. Because that's the proof that you believe that you received. You cannot tell me that you believe that you received something. It will show in your words to God and to people. Hallelujah. If you believe that you are healed, it affects how you talk to people. I'm not saying you go and tell people, I'm strong. No, have you ever heard me say I'm strong? Say, Pastor, are you feeling? I say, I'm strong. No. That is just political correctness. Hallelujah. I can just say I was not feeling well, but I believe. Now by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. Tomorrow I'll be on my way to work. And that's faith talking. Hallelujah. Faith does not deny the fact. It proclaims the truth over the fact. Until the fact corrects itself. Because facts change all the time. Let me give you the master prize. What I'll distribute the £1 for each of you, those who are giving me nice answers. The reason why you should give thanks, even when you have not yet received, is because God is faithful. God is faithful. You don't need to second guess it. He said, I cannot deny myself. Hallelujah. Look, something has happened in your life, or something you're asking God for is for His glory. Yeah? Don't second guess it. If it's for His glory. If it's not for His glory, I can't help you. If what you're asking for is not for God's glory, I can't help you. Hello? If what you are asking for will not glorify God, I can't help you. I'm not in that business. Find somebody else. Hallelujah. But if it's for his glory, if you will use it to honor his name and advance his righteousness, yeah? God is faithful. God is faithful. I don't need to second guess it. I start thanking him for it now. It's mine. Imagine Brother Yomi promised to give me, I'm not saying he should do it. You know, he said, oh, Pastor Ben, don't worry. At the end of the, on New Year's Day, I'll give you £100 check. Amen. Now listen. I will not wait till New Year's Day before I thank him. Hallelujah. I will not wait till New Year's Day before I thank him. The thank will go now. Now. It's mine now. Hallelujah. It's mine. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That shows that you believe. You see, if I thank him now, it's perfect proof that I believe him. If I wait until he gives me check, it's perfect proof that I don't believe him. Praise the Lord. And you know, if he finds that I don't believe him, he may not perform. Hello? I say if he finds that I don't believe him, he may not perform.